Hello, women of power and spirit. Our topic for this month is when we are afraid to see. I'm sure all of us can relate to those moments when we're in the holding meditation, for example, and we know that we should be feeling some compassion about something, but the compassion just may not be there. And we're not quite sure why. Maybe we're feeling a little numb. Maybe we're in our minds a little bit and we're not really sinking into what is there. I remember recently sitting with the part of me that was coming back around the spiral for another turn of the spiral, and that part of me that can feel unworthy. And in many, many aspects of my life, I definitely feel worthy now, but something was there that felt unworthy as I had tapped into my body, connected with my body. At one point in the meditation, I heard unworthy. And I said, okay, well, then some part of me is not feeling worthy. I will go be present to what it is within me that feels unworthy. And I started into the meditation and I had one of those weird disconnects where I couldn't feel any compassion. I didn't know what I felt unworthy about and what I was supposed to feel compassion for. Can you connect with that? Can you relate that moment where you know there's something there, but you're just not quite aware of what it is yet? And I realized I probably had a fear of seeing what it was. And so I asked a different question. What part of me is wishing that there was some love for something that I've been afraid to see? Just show me what part of me wants love. There it was, way deep within. Was a connection to my hormones that I thought was resolved a long time ago. And I saw and felt that it was not fully resolved. I still had some lingering pain about the way my hormone imbalance had affected my life. And so I was able to sense the young woman in me and her frustration and the difficulty that I had, and how that then snowballed into challenges later on in my life, right? Not being able to have children when I wanted to be able to have children. And by the time my hormones were straightened out, even wondering if it made sense to have children. And by then, my life was way more complicated, and our attempts to have, not to get pregnant, just weren't happening for lots of other reasons. New events had happened in our lives. So there was this thread that went through that wanted compassion. And when I finally was able to feel the depths of my love and trace all the stuff that was going on behind it, I saw this vision of like a top sheet being pulled off my bed, as if gone, done, as if the here and now to the past is now complete. And I was so struck by the power of opening up to what I was afraid to see by simply asking a different question. What is it in me that has longed to be loved? That opened the door and took me beyond the fear into the need. So I would invite you, as we're going into this next meditation, where is it in your life that you might be afraid to see something? Maybe it's an aspect of your childhood. Maybe it's a trauma that you expect you may have had but don't remember. Maybe it's a part of yourself that needs transformation, and it would mean a pretty big overhaul. And a part of you is saying, no way, I don't want to go. Or whatever it is, maybe a moment you regret something you said, something you did that has caused you to feel regret. These are the kinds of things that block us because we're afraid to see it, to be present to it. And as you know, we don't always have to know what it is in order to be present to it. And I invite you to consider this question or another question, that sense of where is it that I need love? Please bring that with you, and I'll see you in the next meditation.